Well, I first of all, I'm just gobsmacked that whilst this motion has been in for a number of weeks, there's been a failure of communication amongst the leadership of this council to make a decision. Members of the public have come here tonight expecting or believing that when we're all supposed to be working together to enhance this district, that they would hear the motion tonight, to be told that it's going to be mothballed and be sent to a cabinet probably later on this year. A decision then wouldn't come back to this council till February. That's quite interesting, considering, you know, the winter will nearly be over by the time we make a final decision. Why can't we just make a decision once and for all tonight? It's a subject that matters to the vast majority of this district. You don't have to go down the road for far too long when you come across many residents complaining about crime, complaining about going out at night, complaining about when they walk home at night after going for a drink or to the restaurant. Halfway through walking home, the lights go out. There's many local organisations and voluntary organisations, and we've heard this. The Westcliff have complained that many of those people who go down there and leave late at night are fearful about walking home. And we keep hearing week in, week out from people at Essex County Council regarding public consultation. Well, the residents of this district weren't consulted on whether they wish to have their lights turned off or whether they wish to have the lights kept on. There was no proper scrutiny of the decision in one way, shape or form. And Essex County Council have nearly blown £7 million quid on making this decision. I just think, to stop all this controversy tonight, I urge all members of all sides, and it would be very interesting to see whether members opposite, who have talked the talk, right, have banged on the doors and said, I want to keep the lights on. It will be very, very interesting, very, very interesting to see those that post things on Facebook and put things on Twitter will have their courage and their convictions and put their hands up. This is a big issue for local residents. It's time to forget which party you support. Support your local residents. Yes.
Excuse me, Councillor Oxley, you were meant to be speaking to standard orders, not to the actual motion, but we allowed you to continue with it because obviously it's a very emotive subject. So now we're going to take the vote on standing orders. Suspension.